The emperors who succeeded him spent even more time at the frontiers, and even less in Rome. They were true soldiers, elected by their troops, and often dismissed or even killed by them, too. Many of these emperors weren't Romans, but foreigners, for by now the legions had only a very small number of Romans in them. The Italian peasants, who, in earlier times, had gone out to conquer the world as soldiers, had virtually disappeared, while their farms had been absorbed into the huge estates owned by the rich and managed by foreign slaves. And the army was also made up of foreigners. You remember the Egyptians by the Danube. Most of these soldiers were Germans, who, as you know, were excellent warriors. And it was these foreign troops, stationed at all four corners of the vast empire, at the frontiers of Germania and Persia, and in Spain, Britain, North Africa, Egypt, Asia Minor, and Romania, who now chose their favorite generals to be their emperors. Then they all fought for power and had each other murdered, just as at the time of Marius and Sulla.